You're listening to Sideshow Network.
Hey, hi, how are you? I'm Jamie Flam, and I'm the artistic director of the Hollywood Improv. Basically, that means I'm the one responsible for booking comedians, producing shows, and making sure every night at the club is magical. You might even call me the gatekeeper. Okay, so not really, but maybe, I don't know. Outside of my job at the Improv, I also perform and write comedy, which means I sit in front of many gatekeepers myself. It's an interesting dynamic, but it's helped me learn a lot as well. Now I host a podcast about it. Each week I talk with bookers, producers, decision makers, performers, and more.
Hey, this is Cole Stratton.
This is Janet Varney.
This is Troy Conrad.
This is Todd Glass, and you're listening to Gatekeeper.
It's an inside look at the art of saying yes and no. Also, there are sound effects. Be sure to subscribe to Gatekeeper on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And you can find more info at sideshownetwork.tv.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever here on the Sideshow Network. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence. And it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
I'm Sean. What are you looking at?
Oh, I see a crack in our wall.
Where?
Right there.
Like,
well, like right...
Oh, in the...
Yeah, right behind the thingy. You see it?
I think so.
I'll have to look at it.
Oh no, is our house falling apart?
Yes. Yes.
This is very fascinating. The revelation that our house is falling apart.
Oh, it's fine.
Or apartment.
Apartment.
Well, maybe it'll move us to another one with hardwood floors.
Yeah. That'd be nice.
Or just give us hardwood floors and granite countertops.
Why don't we have hardwood floors?
I don't know. Literally, I don't know why they just don't be like, you know what, we're going to install these. Because
yeah.
Everybody else literally has them.
I know.
Like, I walk by the other apartments and I look in because I'm nosy.
Yeah.
And I see they have granite countertops and hardwood floors. Yeah. And we've got...
Tile. Which I hate. I hate tile countertops. I can't even tell you. I hate them. I hate cooking on them. I hate looking at them. I hate cleaning them. I think they're gross. But whatever.
Gross.
We rent, so I don't, you know, you do what you gotta do.
Yeah, but...
But that's not about comic books.
Well, could be.
Is there going to be a comic book character? Maybe someone will make me into a comic book character where it can be like Captain Tile.
Tile?
Yeah, and I can go around like changing out nasty-ass tile countertops.
Who was that?
Of anything else.
Was it last week we were reading about that guy named Tile?
Yes, it was. Brock. Or no, Tile.
Tile Brock.
I think it was Tile Brock, yeah.
Tile Brock Lesnar. Wait, what was that book?
Oh, shit. What book was it?
I forgot what we read last week.
Oh, no. It was a Thor book.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yeah. It was. He was one of the... He was a wing man.
Yeah.
Wing warrior guy. I don't remember what his name was. He wasn't the brown guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Tile Brock. Yeah. He would be the... He would be your...
He'd be my sidekick.
He'd be your sidekick.
Yeah.
Because his real name is Tile Brock.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, well, we did go out and do some more shopping this weekend.
We really have to stop.
But this is the thing. It's like, you know...
Okay, in fairness, it was a great sale.
And it was a holiday. And holidays are meant for sales.
I suppose.
Or sales are meant for holidays.
Well, I mean, so here was the deal. It was this nice little comic book store down in the OC. And... It had a sidewalk sale where it was 3 for $1.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, seriously, we bought comics for 33 cents an issue. It's one of those things that you can't, I mean, you can't.
That's even less than cover price in some of these comics. Well, definitely less than cover price.
It's crazy. I'm like, oh, fuck. Well, we have to buy them now because they're 33 cents a book.
Yeah, and we've been to this store before, so it's kind of nice.
Yeah.
I mean, I like the selection and their...
Yeah, we knew we were going to get something good because we had gone to another one of their sidewalk sales a while ago, and they had they had so many great options.
Yeah, and the store's pretty nice too.
Yeah, the store's nice too. I didn't spend a lot of time inside of it.
The store's got a nice,
nice setup.
It's got a nice. It actually has a lot of toys,
mm-hmm.
but a lot of it looks like it's all on display. But they have, you know, a really robust superpowers collection, which I was impressed by, including Dr. Fate and Red Tornado with capes.
Yeah.
With capes. You know how hard it is to find a cape?
Yeah.
For one of those guys? I wish I had capes. I don't have capes for any of my guys.
Sorry, dude.
However, I do have a Hawkman superpowers. Hawkman.
With wings.
Well, he has his wings, and he has his mace.
Yes.
Which, I don't know how I found I found that mace. I got that at Jeffrey's, I think.
Yeah, we tied him to the top of the Christmas tree 1 year.
Yeah, he was on the Christmas tree 1 year. And
that's usually, instead of putting like a star or some shit, we put action figure.
Yeah, well, I think it's been going on for 4 years. We did Dr. Fate 1 year. Yep.
We did Red Tornado. Hawkman.
Hawkman and John.
Yeah, Martian Manhunter. So I don't know who's going up next year.
Oh.
Or this Christmas.
Maybe it'll be Green Lantern or Green Arrow.
We don't have a Green Arrow.
I have a Green Arrow.
You have a Green Arrow?
Yeah, he's sitting in that box.
That's why, because he's not on display.
Yeah, I have a Plastic Man.
Oh, shit.
The Plastic Man, Plastic Man's a hard one to find.
Well,
typically,
in the
superpowers collections, especially. I mean, although if you go to enough conventions, you see them in cards and stuff like that, like Cyclotron. I had to ask the guy when I saw him at this one guy at the Pasadena thing we went to.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, "Do you have the Cyclotron with the face? Because he comes with like a face, and he does. I've never seen it with a face."
Face.
It's kind of a pointless toy.
Yeah.
I don't know why it was made, but because that last run of superpowers was all a bunch of Kirby toys.
Oh, yeah.
Jack Kirby characters, and it was like, and the second run, there was supposed to be another one. There was supposed to be like a Creeper, actually. There was supposed to be a Creeper. There was supposed to be a Man-Bat, a Vigilante. Not the gun shooting, but the Adrian Chase one. So, yeah. Anyway, so we went to this place. No, but we just want to say, I just like talking about stuff we did.
I know, you love your toys.
Well, we went to this place, and it was nice. We were going to go to this other place called Alternate Universe in Silver Lake or Echo Park.
Somewhere around
out
there.
Here. But it was one of those things where I was like, well, had that other place sale not been going on, we probably would have checked that place out.
Sure, but we already knew that this one...
Also 3 for $10.
Yeah, well, 3 for $1.
3 for $10. Or 3 for $1.
3 for $1.
And, yeah, 3 for $10 is not very good. 3 for $1, and, plus we know the selection's good. I don't know if this other place, it being in Silver Lake, it might just be, like, a lot of, like...
Fancy shit.
Fancy, like, a bunch of gastro comics.
Gastro comics?
Yeah, it's like when you... It's when you spill.
What are they wrapped in bacon?
It's when you spill. Yeah, you spill homebrew. You spill a cold brew on it.
They're all just wrapped in bacon.
It's made out of the blood of organic
with
beets.
Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, Brussels sprouts.
Yeah,
some ceviche on the side.
Mmm, delicious. Gastro comics. Oh hi. Oh hello. Hi.
Yeah, okay. We have a cat.
I have a cat. If a cat who wants to visit.
Well, speaking of nutrition.
Uh-oh. Oh, hi. Don't bite me. Nutrition?
I was going to say, this book we're going to talk about, you can technically eat it.
Wait, what?
Well, not eat it. It's a character. He's made out of a plant.
Oh, well, he's eating people.
There's a lot of eating going on in this book.
There is a lot of eating going on.
So we're going to do Swamp Thing... Number 133 from July 1993. This is right smack dab in the middle of the Vertigo run. Probably more toward... Well, I don't know if it was towards the end. I feel like it still had a couple years left in it at this point. I feel like I've had this book forever, too.
Yeah?
Like, I remember...
Did you have it when you were a kid?
Like, when I was, when I was, like, my first initial phase of collecting comics...
Did you just meow into the microphone? I think she did.
Oh, did she have a speech?
I think she just meowed. I don't know if that picked up or not. She has such a tiny meow.
Do you want to say something?
You got thoughts? Okay. All right.
Is this what my favorite murder deals with, you think?
Yes. Well, Elvis goes, rah. It's okay, honey. Don't step on that.
She went bonk.
Yeah.
Anyways, this is adorable, guys. All right. So basically... Yeah, it's smack dab in the middle of the Vertigo run.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. It's suggested for mature readers.
definitely weird.
It's because it's so weird. If you're a kid and you're like, what the frick is going on? You know, you're not gonna know what the hell's going on here. But I mean, not that it's hard to figure out.
No, but it's just weird.
But it's a weird book, you know. This is, you know, all the elemental stuff going on. I always feel like I should be more into Swamp Thing.
Like in general?
Or yeah, like I should feel like I should be like have like a lot more collections and books and
hey,
stuff.
Maybe we can tie Swamp Thing to the tree this year.
I do have a counter Swamp Thing, yes.
Yeah, you got a Swamp Thing.
And he is tree-based. He might want to...
Well, I mean, it's not like our tree is real, but like...
maybe he'll make
we
it
live
real.
In an apartment.
maybe he'll make it real.
Oh shit. I don't know if I'd like that because then I got to water it. Hi, honey.
Swamp Thing makes the tree real.
And then it'd be like this goddamn book.
Yeah. So basically we start off at the... Okay, so the story's called Daisy Chain. And starts off with a giant...
Daisy.
And
he goes, la, la, la.
By giant, I mean it is absolutely... Like,
yeah, it's like four stories high.
It's four stories high, and it's like, la, la, la. It's got a big, ugly mouth.
Yeah.
And face. Yeah. And, but it's a bit, you know, he's got hands and legs. And he is rampaging through the Louisiana swamp that, or a portion of Louisiana that is
where Swamp Thing,
kind of lives.
Yeah.
And we got Abby Arcane and some other guys. I don't know. I don't really know his supporting cast.
Yeah, I don't really know who these people are. So there's like three dudes, and there's two dudes and a chick, and they're like, that's not...
Well, that's Abby Arcane. That's
Swamp Thing's lady.
His lady
and
friend,
and he's like, that's not like real, right? Or it's not dangerous, right? Because it's just like a big... it's a big daisy, and it's saying la, 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 and everybody's like, what? And so he like reaches down and grabs somebody who I'm assuming was like introduced like in the last panel of the last issue.
Yeah.
Because the daisy picks him up and he eats him. And they're like, oh no, it is dangerous. And they start running away as this daisy just like smashes shit.
Yeah, he literally just eats a dude.
Yeah. And he's like, smash, smash, la, la, la.
That would suck.
To get eaten by a daisy?
Eaten by a daisy.
Yeah, that's an undignified way to go.
Because, you know, eventually what, you know, oh, did you have a thought?
No thoughts.
You can keep doing that. I'll
see if she
occasionally,
has
occasionally she wants to talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, how do you even have like a funeral? Do you have to find the flower?
Well, I mean, like, would you want anybody to even know that you died if you were eaten by a daisy? I don't know if I'd want anybody to know because I'd be embarrassed.
I don't know, actually. Maybe
I don't know if I want people... If I get eaten by a flower, you don't have to tell anybody.
But not like a man-eating Venus flytrap kind of flower I'm talking like.
No, I'm talking like a little wimpy, like, wimpy-ass daisy. Like, if I'm, like, eaten by a daisy, don't tell anybody. Just tell people I got hit by a bus or something.
A bus driven by a daisy.
Yeah, just be like, she was texting and stepped in front of a bus. And everybody would be like, oh, she's dumb. And I'd rather have people say that than... She was eaten by a flower? Like, what's wrong with that?
But then nobody would believe you because obviously, you know, this is going on and apparently only three people are seeing this. Like, there's not helicopters.
I'm assuming this is like rural Louisiana where there's like nothing.
I guess. Like, you could get away with shit there, I guess.
It's the swamp. I don't know what happens in the swamp.
Mm.
Who knows? There's probably like, I don't know, like... mutant possums like rule entire cities in there. I don't know what's
going
on.
Yeah, swamps terrify me.
Yeah, I'm kind of really freaked out by swamps.
Like,
just because there's like gators and like things that like bite you and
leeches.
Like leeches. Ew, gross. No. Like, yeah, you could get all sorts
catfish,
of catfish.
Big ugly fish.
Yeah.
This thing.
Yeah. Daisies, giant daisies.
Mm-hmm.
Come to life and eat random men who have no names.
The man who has no name.
And then we get like a little story about Daisy, and his name is, what's his name? Thunder Petal, which is adorable. And Thunder Petal, he has always longed to
Why
kill.
Why does he have milk on his mouth? Is that what the...
I assume that's drool.
Oh.
And he's not
like... Oh, he's
like...
got salivary glands.
Yeah, he's not like the other daisies because he's always wanted to kill the other daisies, but, you know, he was a plant.
The daisy.
So,
you gotta live your life.
But then one day he was given power, and it allows him to become basically a war god.
I like this. I do like this thing of him where he killed somebody.
Yeah, he's got like a little like in his head. He's chopping up other daisies using an axe, and then he's standing like declaring victory, and then they're all pulling him around in a tuna can.
Yeah, they made a tuna can into like a chariot, and he's just like, I'm sitting.
Yeah, because he's the king.
And then something came down.
There was a bunch of power.
A bunch of power came down and made him beefy.
Yeah.
And gigantic.
Yeah.
And now he's big.
Now he's like picking crocodile or alligators. I don't know which.
That kind of made me sad.
Which.
I'm like, leave the alligator alone.
No, leave him alone.
It's just.
He's like picking him up out of the swamp. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's gators. I don't know. There's a way to tell the difference. I do not know how to tell the difference between an alligator and a crocodile, but there is a difference.
So apparently, I think this guy who got eaten was like some. This is Officer Rawls. Officer Lou Rawls.
Uh huh.
And apparently, I don't know who this other guy was, but he apparently was showing up here at this place. Didn't have any business being there. Probably some government official.
Yeah, probably.
Government officials getting in my shit.
Yep.
Talking to my living plants.
Getting eaten by he basically like goes out like that guy in Jurassic Park who gets eaten off a toilet by the Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's pretty much how this guy goes out. Except he's not on a toilet, so...
I wonder if he was yelling, thanks, Obama, as he was getting eaten.
He probably was. In 1993, he was screaming, thanks, Obama.
And Obama was like, I didn't do anything!
Obama's like, I'm in college, I think. I don't know how old Obama was in 93.
He's like, who am I? I think I'm on a date in this movie that they made.
Oh, God, no.
Don't even talk about the date movie.
Don't talk about that movie. The existence of that movie, while he's still president, upsets me. Like, that's the movie that you put out in 40 years. Like, why are you doing it when he's still like, ew, it's just creepy. It's like reading fan fiction that's written about real people. Like, I just...
That's actually a very good...
I can't abide by it.
That's a very good take on that.
And I usually
that's a good
have,
hot take.
I usually have no problem with fan fiction, but fan fiction about real people, man, no. Mm-mm.
White House fan fiction.
Can't do it. Sorry.
It's like on the Bob's Burgers when Tina's got erotic friend fiction.
Yeah, yeah. That's just, it's so creepy when it's real people. It's just that's like a bridge too far for me. Fictional characters, I'm on board.
I've heard this is my buddy, our fellow Sideshow podcaster, Stephen Kramer Glickman. He used to be on the show Big Time Rush, and he used to have a lot of fanfic written about him, but about his character.
That's the thing. A character is a different thing.
Okay.
Like, if you were to read, like, let's say X-Files fanfiction. There's X-Files fanfiction out there. It completely exists, but it's about the characters of Mulder and Scully. When you get fanfiction that's about David Duchovny and Gillian Anderson, that's weird. For me, that's a bridge too far. But
I would be like, David Duchovny gets to, yeah. It's like David packed his guitar to go play at the El Segundo farmer's market.
Gonna play dad rock with his band.
Gonna play dad rock. Yeah, stop and get gas. You know, and he stopped the local place. Somebody, he signed an autograph. Yeah. You know, knew him.
But about fictional characters is fine. It's about actual people when I get weird.
Yeah. Well, so she's audio shy. So anyway, so it's a big mess, and then we go to see Swamp Thing.
Who is this chick he's hanging out with?
You know, I don't know. I should have read.
So there's like some lady,
some green haired lady.
She's
that's
like
also
a tree.
Like a tree lady. It's probably some Parliament of Trees lady.
And
I should, you know, I probably
Swamp Thing. And his kid.
And Swamp Thing. Swamp Thing's like, just like, he's got like long hair.
Oh, yeah. No, I think my favorite thing, and you can't see it here, you'll see it later.
Is what, his little patch on his
balls. Yeah, he's got a thatch on his,
yeah.
On his.
Usually he doesn't have that prominent of a junk patch.
Yeah, oh no, this one is,
because he's just, he was a humanoid.
He might actually need to trim, because it's a little out of control. He's going 70s. Is what, I mean, it's the 90s. It's you know.
Yeah.
You know, manscaping wasn't a thing, but it's a little out of control. But anyway, so he's walking. He's having a talk.
He's
with
also
this
lady. A woodsman guy, so he's not really, you know, worried about that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So, and he has a kid.
If you're an elemental, you're whatever.
Is this
matter.
The kid that he conceived by taking over Constantine's body so he could sire a child with his wife?
Possibly.
Oh God, that's creepy. All right.
Is that something? Yeah, I don't know.
I know that's a thing, but I don't know when that happened.
Yeah, her name is like Teffy. Teef?
Yeah, that's her name.
Teffy.
I think it's like Teffy. T-E-F-E.
Teffy.
Teffy.
Yeah, Teffy. But so she's hanging out with this... he's hanging out with this plant lady. She's wearing a plant dress.
She's like a tree.
She's like a tree. She's got
very,
sweet...
very sexy tree, but tree.
You could cosplay as this.
I don't want to be a tree.
Oh, okay.
No one would know what I was.
I'm that lady from that One Swamp Thing comic that Sean had.
Just carry around a picture and be like, I'm this.
I'm this. That's what I need from like most of those anime ones.
Yeah, I actually do. A lot of those like video game characters and anime ones, I need like a sign. Something you need to tell me who you are. I'm sorry.
I need to be like, what is this and what...
It's
what,
cool. You know, I just mean, don't know who you are.
It's great that you have a gigantic sword, but...
Yeah, sweet. Nice. I like big swords.
So they're
having a talk.
They're having a walk and talk, and
Swamp Thing's having some sort of like lady wife problem, I think.
Well, he's like talking to her. She basically is like, I need to make understand.
He needs his wife to understand what something, which apparently must have happened a few issues
lady,
ago.
Lady, I'm a tree.
Pretty much, like.
But she's already known this. That's why she's been.
You're a Swamp Thing, like.
What, she's just figuring this out now after 130 some odd, after some. Alan Moore
wakes up one morning. He's like, "You're a tree," and he's like, "Yes, I have been for the past decade."
I have a question for you, honey. Are you a tree? I don't know. I thought you maybe. You know, I thought I maybe. I'm sorry. Look, I don't want you to be upset. I don't want. Please don't get upset. But I just need to know if you're a tree. Are you? Are you a plant based man?
Yeah.
Or what? What are you made? Like, I don't understand what you are.
Yeah.
Even though you...
I didn't want to bring it up in the past decade that we've been together.
Even though you had that creepy position, use that creepy magician to get me pregnant.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and then you fought my dad and all his monsters and all that stuff. But, yeah, are you a tree?
Yeah, I didn't want to bring it up before because I really didn't want to, like, you know, rock the boat. But we've been together long enough that I think I can finally ask you, are you a tree?
He looks like a metal guy.
He really does. He's
I'm trying to think who you're
basically like. I kind of get the idea that like if Typo Negative could become a comic book
character, Peter Seal could be a tree,
he would absolutely be Swamp Thing because they were all into. Remember how they were all into green and Vinland?
Well, Peter Seal was like, you know, he's just like, you know, anytime you watch like a video, he's like, I like big.
Yeah, and like, well, I mean, like shit. We've seen the Love You to Death video.
Yeah.
It's nothing but like set in a forest. And like I really think like if Peter Steele could, he would have been Swamp Thing. All right.
I would
Peter Steele.
Be, you know, look.
Which would have been fucking great.
If somebody in. Oh, well, there goes that.
Is it empty? Yeah. As long as it's empty.
I dropped my movie coffee cup. Ah! Sorry.
Again.
I'm going to posit this, and it's going to make you sad.
No, it's all right. I'm already sad because we're talking about Peter Steele, RIP.
If Peter Steele had gotten a job voicing Swamp Thing in a cartoon or like a TV show or something like that, and he could have got his SAG card and all that stuff, he probably would have had maybe some better health care because you got to keep the giant men alive.
Yeah,
Like a Ron Perlman. You'd probably be like Ron Perlman, like, yo, you're a big man. This is where you go to get your health.
I don't really think that was the problem. Don't you remember that documentary? Like, okay, remember? Oh shit, what was it called?
I know what you're talking about. He had like a shit ton of vitamins and
yes, he had
pills.
A whole thing of vitamins, like in his thing that he said he got stopped for in customs all the time.
Yeah, he had like this tackle box.
Yeah, he had like a huge, like a fucking, like if you're a lady who has a lot of beads, like you use one of the, you buy them at craft stores. You put fucking beads in all these little compartments. That's what he had for
filled with health
for vitamins. So that's what Peter Steele was rocking. He was taking care of it. He worked out. He was in shape.
He also though I think he also had, I mean, he was super depressed, and he also had I think he had some sort of substance abuse issues too. Like, I think he was definitely an alcoholic at one point.
I think he was at one point. I think he had like moved past that, but I don't really know a lot about
Peter Steele's
addiction issues, but I'm certain there were depression issues, because there are for so many of us.
Well, I mean, so shit, have you listened to any Type O Negative song?
Everything Dies.
1, 2, 3, 4, I Don't Want to Live No More.
I mean, yeah, yeah, no, it's okay to talk to people about it. Let's just say that. It's okay to talk to people about it and get help.
And you can write songs, too.
And you can write songs. That can be a form of help. But, you know, counselors are good.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah. Literally
Everything Dies.
Everything Dies.
Like, I'm trying to think, there's two of them. It's like Everything Dies and
Everything I Love Is Dead.
Everything I Love Is Dead, and they're both off the World Coming Down album.
Yeah. World Coming Down, because there's a lot of
We're getting away from like the Christian woman in black number one, and now everybody is dead.
Everybody's dead. You know, and then the next album was about trees, and this one's like everybody's dead. And then life is killing it.
Like, Everything Dies. It's like literally just listing everybody who's dead.
Yeah. My Uncle Joe, he died. My girl, she's going to die.
The first line is, I love my dad, but he died. Like, that's a fucking lyric.
Yeah, and then the next album was Life Is Killing Me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which,
in fairness, it's killing all of us, let's be honest.
Yeah. Peter Steele is on to something.
Yeah.
Anyways, RIP Peter Steele.
Definitely.
So we jump to Washington, D.C. There's no flower here. We're at the Sunderland Corporation, which is like the evil corporation.
And apparently they worship Satan.
Yeah, apparently there's a guy like they have like a random Satan worshiper.
Sure.
Like, these two people are like, let's walk into this secret room. Oh, here's a guy that's being bloodletted.
He's basically being like
upside down crucifixion.
He's being crucified upside down, except like he's just tied to stuff instead of nailed to stuff.
Yeah.
And he's bleeding all over a steel coffin, which you'd think you'd want it
Peter
to be.
Peter Steele coffin.
Oh. You'd think you'd want it to be wood, because that blood's not getting in there.
I don't know. I think, wasn't it like in the Dracula 2000? They just bled over that thing. And
yeah,
just,
but it had holes in it, didn't it?
Maybe it's got holes in it.
No, maybe it has holes we can't see.
The machines, it's all hooked up to shit.
Yeah, it's all hooked up to shit, and it's like inside a pentagram.
It's hooked up to like a propane tank and whatever. That's what it looks like.
It's a grill.
It's a giant Foreman grill. Like, you're opening it up, and this giant Foreman's going to walk out. He's like, look at these steaks.
So like... I don't know, they brought this woman in there. I don't know who.
No, they don't put her in there.
No. They brought a woman with them because she is the daughter of whoever's in the coffin.
Yeah, I don't know who this guy is. It's not Arcane.
Yeah, see, it's her.
Yeah, okay.
And so this guy's like, hey, since you're his daughter, I've printed out a phonetic Latin chant for you. You're gonna have to go say some words that have like, and it says like Beelzebub and like all this sort of like bullshit in it, and so she has to say it, and then that guy kills the dude who's been hung upside down. He like slits his throat and he pours blood all over the coffin, and apparently
it's a hot coffin,
like, hiss. It starts hissing, and then I don't know, like a man made of jerky
like
sits up.
It's a jerky boy.
It's the jerky boys, and he exists. And she's like, "Daddy," and he's like, "I live.
I am a Slim Jim."
Yeah, I'm a Slim Jim.
Yeah, it looks like it just looks like some.
He's
old,
gray.
It's a very old horror movie kind of thing.
Yeah,
you know, like a night.
Is it the Yeti from the WWE?
The Yeti,
which was a fucking mummy.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's a Yeti. Mm. Around that time.
Yeah.
You know, they're getting WCW. Yeah. Like, yeah, you know what?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, I know this is cool for this guy. Well, I think he's a monster with big teeth.
Yeah, he's some sort of monster.
I kind
of
like this, though, because it kind of reminds me of like a shitty 90s horror movie.
Oh, it's a shitty horror movie. Yeah.
Shitty horror stuff.
Which I appreciate. I appreciate these like stupid kids in a forest saying words they didn't think were going to do anything. And oh, man, they actually conjured the devil.
Yeah.
There's an X-Files like that.
Yeah.
Which was around the same time. Well, maybe a couple of years later.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So then we go to, now we're back in some random Louisiana town. Thunder Petal.
Thunder Petal has wandered to this town, and he's like, ha ha, my town, chomp chomp.
He's eating dudes.
He's pulling up houses.
Yeah, poor. Yeah, there's a house explosions and
stuff. Then like this lady, tree lady, is like, well, where you fought whoever,
because she said something earlier about a doppelganger that he fought.
Yeah, he and this fought, somehow Swamp Thing fought somebody, and like I guess the Daisy was very close to it, and it expended a lot of energy.
Yeah,
which the Daisy got,
and somehow like his kid has something to do with it.
Yeah, they explain
where
that a little bit later because they don't know that yet. They think right now they think it's Swamp Thing's doppelganger did this, so, or like the energy. So Swamp Thing, I don't know, he looks really fucking creepy in this last panel because he's like growing.
Yeah, like his ribs and his body's kind of expanding.
Yeah, and
he's got a lot of spikes on him too. He's like medieval Spawn.
Yeah, well, he that or he's like a Doomsday.
Yeah,
he's got a lot of spikes.
Well, he's part of
but
the...
he looks better than the Doomsday in Batman v Superman, which was nothing but a Lord of the Rings cave troll.
Well, there's something here about not since the day make the making goddess for skates.
Yeah, this
her
is
life.
Where you find out that it was the kid who is what he calls the making goddess.
Yeah.
Sort of. You kind of figure that out because he says making goddess and then there's the kid. And then Swamp Thing's like trying to fight this guy. And he's like, stop it. And it's not working. The guy.
I kind of like these giant green monsters fighting each other.
Yeah, no, it's fun.
I kind of think it's like.
It's fun.
This is the thing. I find this a bit interesting for a Vertigo comic.
Yeah.
Because it's not something you don't really. I mean, usually you just read Vertigo comics and you just expect a lot of like, oh, whatever. You know, I was expect because it's high concept.
Yeah.
You know, stories and weird shit. And it's like you don't expect just like straight up like
a giant fucking daisy.
Daisies and people fighting and stuff like that. And I'm like, and so you actually get a nice little brawl here.
So they fight, and
Swamp Thing
gets spliff.
He does get spliffed.
And so he like shrinks back down to his normal size and goes talk to Tree Lady, and he's like, I don't know, I can't control him. It must have been Teefy or whatever her name is.
It's truly not a part of the green, so yeah. It's something that he has nothing he can do with it. Because he's, you know,
I guess his kid has some sort of power. Which I'm not really sure what the deal is with that. But the kid has some sort of ability.
Yeah, she's got the mutant
ability.
That she
doesn't know how to control.
Yeah.
So they're like, well, she's got to do something about it. And Swamp Thing's like, do you think she'll even know what we're asking? But she's already gone over to the flower.
Yeah, so she wanders off to the flower, which I just realized here that there's a... Apparently,
like,
he's
people
been,
inside of his legs?
Well, he's been eating them. So I think they're falling.
Is he shitting?
No, I think they're just like falling because he's like, oh, you know, and he's.
Oh, I see.
From people, and I think these are just pieces of bodies.
Oh, that he's like chewing.
Because he's laying, literally laying. There's actually a guy.
There's like a dead guy under a house.
There's a guy under his feet, literally.
Oh, there is.
There's a bunch of feet.
He's killing a lot of people.
He is having a murder fest.
So she like walks over to this plant, and he picks her up. And Swamp Thing's like, oh my God. And the tree lady's like, just let her do it. And the girl's like, bad flower. And when she does that, Thunder Petal gets all small.
Yeah, and we get this whole internal monologue about him.
Where he's like, no, it's not fair. I was a war god, whatever. And like she chases, he's little tiny flower now, and she's chasing him. So she picks him up, and she says, bye-bye, flower. And he like dies in a very horrible way, actually.
Does she squish him, or does he just kind of like...
I feel like she says, bye-bye, flower, and like she squishes him, but also he like incinerates.
Yeah.
It's kind of screwed up, actually.
And all those people inside of him are dead.
Yep, everybody's dead. And so this is where you get to see Swamp Thing's nice little leaf patch.
Leaf batch.
And he's like, they're all taking a stroll. And he's like, oh, yeah, well, you know, I got to talk to my wife. I wonder where my wife is.
My wife.
And then we cut to...
because she lives in Houma, which is an actual... I think that's an actual... They're all probably actual Louisiana towns. I don't know my Louisiana geography.
Yeah, I've never been to Louisiana. Can't help you.
But he's like... Apparently, she must have deceived her. Maybe she convinced him that he wasn't a tree.
Yeah, maybe she's like, oh, no, you're just a big metal dude.
He's like, oh, it's like, I love your band, type of negative.
Yeah, she's like, hold this cat. We're going to submit this to Metal Dudes with Cats.
Metal Dudes with Cats. Oh, do you think they have a cat?
Maybe. I hope so. I hope it's a Norwegian forest cat.
Is it called
cat.
Leafy?
It should be, and it should be a Norwegian forest cat. It is the tree cat.
Tree cat.
Mm-hmm.
So we go to Houma.
Yeah, and like there's a bunch of people packing up this guy. What's his name again?
I don't know.
Troy. Is it Troy? No. It's
yeah, not. I don't like this. It's the 90s because you can see there's this black dude with like a square, you know, like that high old school high top fade.
Yeah,
and he's got,
yeah, yeah.
And he's got like.
Oh, he's got like bike shorts on.
Bike shorts, yeah. Like those like 90s like bike shorts that you would see like in a.
MC Hammer video.
MC Hammer, like the guys in the background that are working out and be like, bike short, man. You know, yeah. but they're tough as shit.
Yeah.
But it's just like, that's just what you wore back then.
Oh, his name is Chester, the guy they're moving, the dude with the ponytail.
Chester? How do you figure that?
It's right there.
Oh.
Yeah, Troy must be the guy in the bike shorts. So they're helping this guy move, and he's like, yeah, you know, I've really loved this place, and it's been good, it's been bad. You know, I've met some great people, because he met Swamp Thing's wife, and he met Swamp Thing.
Well, so you meet Swamp Thing, but it looks like they're kind of like, I don't know, like, were they together or something?
What, him and the wife?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Because maybe she's like, well, you're my human husband, and I got my plant husband.
I don't know. I don't know how it works. And they're like, oh, it's been so great. I've had so many good friends. And they're like, yeah, I'm surprised
you're apparently somebody burned a cross on his lawn.
Yeah, I was a little confused about that, too, because I was like, why?
Yeah, he's just like some dude.
Why are you, I mean, usually you get that if you're like the only black family in town because people are racist pieces of shit, or if you're an interracial couple.
Yeah, but, no, this looks pretty normal to me. This couple, I mean, I don't know.
They're both white people. I'm confused. So yeah. I don't know. Unless people are protesting plant-human marriage.
I do like this panel
or
here.
Maybe he's gay. I don't know. Maybe that's why they're burning it.
Oh, okay.
I have no idea. I honestly have no idea.
Yeah. All right. I don't know anything about this Chester fellow.
All you know is there's a bunch of fucking racists or bigots who burn a cross in his lawn.
I do like this picture, though, of him saying, I met some of the finest people I've ever known in my life. And it looks, you know, it's Abby introducing Chester to Swamp Thing, and he's shaking his hand like he's like they're at a comic book convention or something. like he paid $30 to get his autograph
to meet Swamp Thing.
You know, it's like he's gonna meet Bill Bixby. Oh no, can't Bill Bixby. R.I.P. Bill Bixby, but Lou Ferrigno and John Saxon are in the swamp next to him. He's gonna say Swamp Thing's like, hey, nice to meet you. I'm a plant.
Yeah.
Would you like some celery? Came on my armpit.
I don't know, is Swamp Thing like offended by people when they eat vegetables?
No, because he probably figures that people need to like, you know.
But is that like?
Is he he only wants to eat meat? Because he probably doesn't eat meat. We just eat anything. He's
well, that's the thing. I don't know. But does it offend Swamp Thing when you eat the green? I don't know. These are questions I have for Swamp Thing.
I don't know. These are good questions. You know, this is why I feel like I should read more Swamp Thing.
Yeah. I don't know if it'll have an answer to that, but who knows. So anyway, he's like, yeah, I'm surprised my lady friend isn't here to say goodbye to me either. And then that's when he hears Chester, and he turns around, and it's Swamp Thing's wife.
It's Abby.
And why she has white hair with, like, just, like, two black streaks in it, I don't know.
Well, that's how her hair is.
Why?
Well,
why?
That's how she looks.
Whatever. He's like, she wants to leave. She's like, do you have room for one more? And that's the end.
That's it. And then we also get a sweet pinup of Swamp Thing in water feeding a bunch of catfish,
mm-hmm.
By Paul Chadwick, who does Concrete, the character Concrete. This is actually, I love this pinup.
Yeah, no, it's cool.
I kind of want this, like, somewhere.
Yeah.
That's it for Swamp Thing, number 133 from July 1993.
Yeah.
Would you read the next issue?
No, I totally would, because I really... The idea of Swamp Thing fighting a giant fucking daisy is wacko, and I really enjoy it. It's kind of like, what the fuck is happening? It's like one of those old Superman, like that could happen in one of those like fucking old action comics.
But it's also like it's horror, you know.
Oh, it's like a horror thing. Tropes. Yeah, it's got a lot of horror tropes, but it's also got this like fucking weird ass shit going on, which I like that.
That's kind of how it is with Swamp Thing in general. I feel like you can once, like, I mean, I've read all sorts of different Swamp Thing, you know. I'm talking, I mean, maybe I haven't really dug into like any of the stuff in like the new millennium, but the stuff from like the 80s and 90s, 70s and 80s and 90s, like that stuff's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I like that a lot, and I kind of feel like I've had it on like my list,
yeah,
for like a long time to pick up like all those Saga Swamp Thing books and stuff like that. you know, and I have a lot of individual issues, you know, but I would definitely read this, and I kind of might want to seek this. I was thinking about getting rid of this book, but I kind of want to keep it now.
No, you should keep it.
I'm not going to keep it.
Yeah.
You know, I'll get rid of some other crap.
Yeah.
Because we got to do another purge. We're back up to over 2,000 comics.
Yeah, we got to get rid of some of this shit.
Nah, man.
2,000 comics that aren't worth anything.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. I think I have to go through and actually be like, you know what? Is this worth anything? Nope.
No, none of them are worth anything.
And do I like it?
We bought them for 33 cents an issue. They're not worth shit.
Yeah, no, we need to do a bigger purge, yeah. I think, and just maybe kind of get down to the bare bones of stuff that we want to collect and that we like, and then we need to keep stuff for the show.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard because we want to be able to, like, diversify for the show.
Right.
But...
Oh, absolutely.
Because I go through and I log all the comics and stuff, and it's pretty nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, that's it for Swamp Thing. We'll be back with the next book.
Hey, what up, peeps? It's Jessie Mae Peluso here to tell you about my podcast, The Sharp Tongue, heard each week right here on the Sideshow Network. Every episode is a slice of my life as a touring comedian, and I'm bringing you my favorite funny and interesting friends to talk about whatever is on our minds. I talk about road stories. I talk about horror movies, music, putting fingers in buttholes. Everything you ever want to talk about is right here. It's A Sharp Tongue with me, Jessie Mae Peluso, every week on iTunes and the Sideshow Network. Download, rate, and subscribe, and tell a friend to check us out, because we need validation. And by we, I mean me. I'm alone here in the studio.
Talk Now World, thank you. All right, we're back here on Worst Collection Ever here on Sideshow Network. Gonna jump into our Marvel selection. And we're gonna go into Crossover Land.
Oh, shit.
Which is kind of weird for us. I don't think we really do that.
No, not usually, but...
Have we ever done a cross? I think we did. We did Death of the New Gods. That's kind of
crossover. Kind of.
That's kind of crossover. And then I feel like there's something else that we did that was sort of like that. Man, you know what? I think we might be close to our 100th episode.
Oh shit! Really?
Yeah.
Oh shit!
I figured it was around this time, so it might be either.
We'll have to look. We'll have to
should I look right now? I'm going to look right now.
You want me to look right now? I can look on my podcast app.
No. Well, it's because it doesn't really number them.
It doesn't?
No. Hang on. So you go ahead. Do they have like numbers next to them?
No, they don't.
So you got to look on the desktop version.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because iTunes be difficult.
Yeah, it is.
Here's a secret of iTunes. You have to, like, figure out how to manipulate it in such a way. So, yeah, but I'm fascinated here. Let's see. We are at number... I want to say... Number 96? This is going to be 97.
Jesus, we are almost at our 100th episode.
I feel like there might be one that might be...
Should...
Maybe like, what?
Should we do something special?
I don't know, because a lot of times...
Do we do anything special?
A lot of times people just, you know, when people get to these points, they just do... yeah, so this is number 97, so that means... In a few weeks, we'll probably have 100th. I think we might be having a guest for that one.
Oh, shit, really?
Well, if it's 97, 98, 99, maybe the one after.
Hold on, let me see. Let me see when that will be. Where's my calendar?
Guys,
this is really important. I know you want to watch this. Okay, so this will come out tomorrow. Then we'll have... So that's 97, 98, 99... Oh, maybe, because it should drop. No, it'll be the one after.
100 drops on what?
The 27th.
Yeah, that would be the one we taped that weekend.
Oh, maybe there will be guests on that one, then.
There will be guests on that one.
Well, what a way to celebrate our 100th show.
Yeah, actually, I think that worked out.
Man, that worked. We didn't even try to have that work out. It just did.
Podcast, not trying.
That's literally, we really should have just called this show Don't Try.
Don't like, Try, the podcast about not trying.
This is how we don't try to do shit. It just sort of worked out that way. Like, yeah.
We're quarter-assing it, guys.
I think quarter-assing is even generous.
Eighth-assing. So
eighth-assing.
Yeah, it's, yeah, hey, whatever. You
1/16 of an ass-assing.
It's almost 2 years. You know, we've got about, we almost have as many episodes as we have listeners.
Yay. That's really my goal. There's one episode for every listener. Yeah, and then we're stopping. And that's it.
No, we're not stopping.
Oh, man.
You can never stop. A podcast has to go on forever.
Apparently, there's like no way out of podcasting. That's what I've
just. You just have to literally just go, I don't care anymore, and then run away from it.
Yeah.
And you have to retire. I'm gonna. I don't want to retire.
How do you retire from podcasting?
I don't know. What's gonna happen with Mark? How do you think Mark Maron's gonna retire?
Oh, he's gonna die.
You think he's gonna die while he's taping? He's just gonna be like.
I think that's the only way Mark.
Is he gonna die by cry anger? Because he's going to be like...
If anybody has ever needed an anger dome, it's Mark Maron.
You know, like he's going to be like yelling at like Louis C.K. and then he's just going to die and cry. And...
No, so he's going to... Somebody's going to say that they're not cool with him. And that's going to...
He's like, are we cool? And they're going to be like, no. And he's going to be like, oh, Jesus.
Yeah. All right, and then like a little,
and
like,
his cats will eat his face.
Yeah, yeah, and then like a cartoon little angel ghost will like float up from his body, and it was just like, meh, it'll be all sad. And then his cats will eat his face because that's what cats do when you.
He's
die.
Like, oh geez, my cats are eating my face. Oh, there's nothing I can do about it.
Yeah, that's the thing. If you don't find, if you have got cats and people don't find your body quick enough, your cats will eat your face.
That's a good question. Maybe if I ever meet Mark Maron, it's like, do you think your cats are going to eat your face one day? When you're dead, when you die from doing the podcast.
Well, I mean, it takes a couple days, but it's like if they're hungry enough, they will.
Well,
start
yeah, nobody's going to go. He lives in Eagle Rock. It's hard to get there.
It's not hard to get to Eagle Rock.
Yeah.
Well, everywhere is hard to get to.
It is. I don't know. There's a lot of hills.
We don't have a stick anymore.
I know, but it's intimidating.
But we have an automatic car now.
It's intimidating to park in that area.
Well, that's true. Because, you know, when we first got here, we were trying to drive a fucking stick up some of these stupid hills.
And, like, pretty much, like, these streets are on 45-degree angles.
That's a goddamn nightmare. And I've driven a stick since I was 15 years old. And I was like, what the hell is this? So, unfortunately.
Yeah.
We drive an automatic now.
So.
Which makes me sad.
So speaking of Mark Maron.
What, is he in this book?
Yeah, he's actually, maybe he might be.
Oh, yeah. So what book are we doing?
Okay.
What are we talking about?
So we're doing Secret Wars number 2. Well, Secret Wars 2.
Secret Wars 2.
Secret Wars 2 number 3 from September 1985. I recently picked up the trade of just the book. And so the thing about Secret Wars... I've always been fascinated by Secret Wars.
Yeah.
You know, because when you were, when I was a kid, they had Secret Wars toys.
Mm.
Like, you know, Mattel put out a bunch of, you know, action figures.
Right.
Of like Spider-Man and Captain America and Doctor Doom. And, you know, there's all sorts of cool shit for Secret Wars, mm-hmm. you know, toys. And they had, you know, holograms and they had machines and. And it was weird because they made a toy series just for like a crossover, which now they do that all the time, you know, when they put out comic books. But back in the 80s, it was just like, here's a thing with all the superheroes together. Instead of just making like Marvel superheroes
right. And
just making a bunch of guys that way, you know, and they did that. And then it was weird because they made a bunch of the ones in the game. Or in the series, and then they made a bunch of like random ones like outside of like the continuity mm-hmm. of Secret Wars. So they had like Iceman and Constrictor and Daredevil, which I mean, you know, they're
Daredevil's in this.
He's in Secret Wars 2.
Oh, okay.
He's not in Secret Wars 1.
They all run together in my head.
I mean, Secret Wars 1 took, because it basically Secret Wars 1 was when they took all the guys and, you know, they grabbed a bunch of pieces of the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Including, like, a town in Colorado.
Yes.
That's where they found Spider-Woman and Volcana, mm-hmm. who we hear about in this book.
Yes.
Because they live in Denver. Mm-hmm. But then also they just grab a bunch of heroes and do stuff with them and, you know, have them fight each other. And yeah, Secret Wars, it's awesome. I love Secret Wars. Secret Wars 2, though, for those of the that are not informed, is when the Beyonder comes to Earth.
Yes.
It's like about a year after this, they were like, you know what? Let's do one where the Beyonder comes to Earth. Instead of us coming to the Beyonder, Beyonder's coming to Earth because he wants to, like, see what's going on. That's literally what he's doing. Like, he's going around, and he just shows up, but, like, somehow he... So basically, he shows up in Colorado, and he starts, like, pulling, like this big, like... making, like, this big, like, rock formation that mm-hmm. he starts pulling from, like, the Rockies.
Okay.
And it's crazy. And then, like, since it's in Colorado, you know, Molecule Man and Volcana are there, and they're like, hey, buddy, you know, why don't you chill out?
Right.
You know, what's going on? What are you doing? What are you doing here? And, you know, at the same time, you know, Professor X gets, like a thing. It's like, oh, my God, they're here. Right. You know, he's here. You know, he gets this sense that, you know, Beyonder's in town, and he yells at Captain America. He tells Captain America when he's on a plane flying coach.
Oh, that's right. In his uniform, which, sure.
Which is one of my favorite panels in an earlier issue. He just goes up into the cockpit. 1985, by mind you. You could do this back then.
You could.
Just get up, you know, in an outfit. Try doing this today. You know, get on the plane from DragonCon, just Captain America. Walk up to the walk up there and be like, "Hey, pilots,
we need to go to another place.
We need to go to another city. I know we're coming from London. We're trying to go to New York, but let's go to Los Angeles
because we have fuel for that.
Because we can totes do that." And also, you have to do
another 5 hours tagged onto this fucking flight. Sure.
And you have to do this because I'm Captain America and I have a card. And and as it happens, the fucking pilot's just like, holy shit! Oh, don't even like doesn't even like it doesn't Captain America doesn't even get out of his mouth. He's like, I'm Captain. He's like, oh my God, yes, yes,
whatever
yes.
you want.
Whatever you want. And then Captain America goes and tells, like, the passengers, and the passengers are like, fuck you.
Well, yeah, you fucking go to New York. I don't want to go to L.A. It's an extra 5 hours on this fucking plane.
I certainly hope they got some blue chips.
What, some free chips for their trouble?
Here's some blue chips on your way out.
Maybe they didn't have to pay for their in-flight meal. They didn't have to pay $11 for, like, 4 pieces of cheese and 1 cracker or whatever the fuck it is that they give you these days.
4 pieces of cheese. It's like, I only got 3.
Paying like $11 for this shit.
Captain America just throws a shield at this person. Shut up. Eat your 3 cheeses.
I hate flying. But yeah, I remember, like, when I was a kid, they used to take the kids up to the cockpit, and they'd be like, look at the cockpit. Here, have some plastic wings.
I don't want to look at the cockpit. I just want to go. I don't even want to fly.
Oh, no.
Well, I didn't fly. I didn't actually fly until I was like 18. So.
Oh, no. I flew when I was younger. You know, my dad was all into that shit. So
yeah.
So he was like, come on, girls. Let's go see the cockpit. Ooh, and the flight attendant takes you up there. The captain talks to you about, like, the controls and shit and gives you wings.
Well, this one makes me do that upside down thing in that movie Flight.
Yeah. That's you used pretty to be cool. able to look right into the fucking cockpit when you were you can't do that anymore.
No, you can't do anything anymore.
Nope.
Thanks, Obama.
Yeah, that's all Obama's fault. So this book.
So anyways, well, that doesn't happen in this book. No.
No.
So Defender. Beyonder shows up.
He's in, like, where is he? New York?
He's in New York.
Okay, so
he's... So he shows up in L.A., and he realizes... First he shows up in L.A., makes... Long story short, he makes some crazy screenwriter into, like a Thor kind of character called Thundersword.
Sure.
The guy's just a lunatic, and he blows up NBC. Yeah,
he's like, this is for your own good.
Yeah, he's upset because there's not enough violence on TV.
Well, he just should have waited a couple
years. He's one of those screenwriters. He's like fucking Eli Roth or whatever.
People aren't getting killed enough. And you're like, oh, just wait. Yeah. Just wait until literally every movie is just nothing but buildings.
He could have just waited like 15 years and he would have been like, oh my God, I am relevant.
He'd be like, here, there's this man and his name is Zack Snyder. Just keep waiting for him.
He would have. This guy would have. Yeah, this guy would have been directing BVS.
Oh yeah, he'd have been like, Beavis and Butthead. Yeah, just wait because there will be so much fucking violence on TV and in movies that like you'll be so excited.
Yeah, just wait for HBO.
Yeah, just oh my God, just wait for HBO.
You could have been like on Game of Thrones.
Basically, once Dennis Franz's ass makes an appearance on primetime, it's all downhill for
them. It's post Franz ass and pre-Franz ass.
We're just working our way very slowly until we get a dropped F-bomb very casually on TV.
I hope it's like on a show that nobody watches.
Well, it'll be like on a primetime show. Or like something that airs at like 10 o'clock and somebody's just going to drop in an F-bomb. And then that's going to be like, it's on. And we're finally going to have like closer European TV where you can have like tits on TV and stuff.
Mm.
And asses.
Europe.
But anyway, so.
We got pretty close to that with the actual Dracula.
Yeah, like, we're trying.
That was a spicy show.
Oh, yeah. I still don't understand how if a man's blood does not circulate, how he gets an erection. It doesn't make...
There's a lot of questions on that show.
Like, they were like, we can't use this serum for you to walk in the daylight because your blood doesn't circulate. But if your blood doesn't circulate, how are you fucking these women?
I miss that show much.
How are you getting an erection if you have no circulation? It doesn't.
Maybe he was using a stunt dick.
Was it like tying a stick to it? Like...
Maybe he had a splint to his.
He had a
soft serve splint. I missed that show.
What was it like putting like Jello into a mold? Is that like? I'm like seriously, like how does that work if you have no circulation?
Yeah.
Anyway,
that show was batshit. I miss it.
Oh yeah.
And they just blew up everything at the end.
Yeah, they did.
Because they had no. They knew they were coming back. They were like,
it made no sense. Nothing made any sense. And they were just like. Can blow it up. It was crazy.
Who cares?
It was a great show. I kind of wish it was on Netflix. So I'd watch the whole thing again.
Oh yeah, and then make a new season. Just make a new season
on Netflix.
I don't care about all these. You know what? I will gladly sacrifice Stranger Things for you guys to make a new season of Dracula with Jonathan Rhys Meyers trying to be American.
But he's supposed to be a Viking now, isn't he? Supposed to be a Viking.
Oh, is he Vikings now?
I thought you said he was going to be on Vikings.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good for him. Anyways, he's not in here.
No, so this is...
Okay, so anyway, so basically, so all that happens.
And now Beyonder's in New York.
Beyonder's like, he's like, this is bullshit, so I'm going to go to New York. Because he keeps trying to find somebody to, like, tell him things, like, what is eating?
Because he's confused about the world. He doesn't understand, like, how people work, how life works, how anything works. So he is, like, sitting literally outside in a crosswalk. Like, leaning up against a don't walk signal.
Well, what happened was, right before this, he turned the entire building that Luke Cage works out of into gold.
Sure.
Yeah, see, like, this is a trade, so I have, we're doing a trade.
So, a cop walks up to him, because he's just, like, sitting against this walk sign. He's like, hey, buddy, get moving. You can't fucking sit here.
Yeah.
And, so he's like, get up. And Beyonder's like, what? And he's like, move along. And he's like, give me some ID. And he has no idea. He's like, what's your name? He's like, I am. I don't have ID. You know, what is all
I am from beyond. I am from the stars. Like,
I am beyond.
He's like, whatever, you wacko.
He's like, whatever. He's like, no, let me show you. So he like opens like a door to his realm. And this cop's just like, there's nothing there. He's like, that's right, because I'm here. So it's just nothingness.
Yeah.
Apparently he is everything in his realm. So then the cop's like, all right, whatever. He just like staggers away. Like, I gotta get another job. I'm getting too old for this shit, basically. So the Beyonder's like, oh, okay, well, I'm going to keep walking down the street.
And so we get a bunch of, it's just basically this entire book is nothing but goofy.
It's weird. So he runs into a prostitute.
Yeah.
Who's like leaning against a wall. And she's like, hey, you want a date? And he's like, are you talking to me? And she's like, yeah. And he's like, what? And she's like, oh, nothing. I'm just holding up this wall. You want a date? And he's like yawning and shit because he's really tired. And so she's like, hey, why don't you go to this
hotel?
Because
he's walking around looking like fucking Huey Lewis in the news or whatever the fuck he's dressed like.
Yeah, he's just like, why don't you go to this hotel check into a room and I'll be there to tuck you in.
Hey, Rand. Yeah.
And he's like, and she like steps away from the wall. He's like, you're no longer holding up that wall.
Because she makes this joke. She's like, what are you doing there? He's like, what are you doing up against this wall? He's like, I'm holding up the building.
Yeah, I'm holding up the wall.
Holding up the wall. You know, she's being sarcastic with him. And he doesn't understand jokes.
Right. And she's, and he like, for some reason he makes gold because he's like, oh, you got to pay me or something.
Because earlier before, Luke Cage told him, he says, look, the only thing that matters in this world is money.
Right.
And money basically is as good as gold.
Yeah.
Here in this world.
Yes.
So he's like, well, hey, maybe if I just make like a brick of gold.
Yeah, and that freaks her out.
And it freaks her. Yeah, and then he puts like, you know, like supports, like things on the building.
Yeah, so it doesn't fall down, so she doesn't have to like stand up against it, I guess. I don't know. So he takes everything very literally. So then he appears at this hotel, which is some like flea bag motel, and he's like, hello, I would like a room, please. And he's like, oh, yeah, sure.
And then, you know, then the clerk's like, hey,
yeah,
he's like, wearing a nice suit. I'm going to steal all his money.
Right. He's like, you can pay me later. So that he, like, goes up the stairs, but he, like, floats up the stairs because I guess he hasn't figured out how stairs work.
Yeah, he's like a cat.
Yeah. And then he goes right through the door. And he's like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do now that I'm in this room, but I'm so tired. He just, like, collapses on the floor and falls asleep.
Yeah.
And so then he wakes up because there's a pimp and the hooker and like a bunch of dudes. And they're like, hey, so this lady mentioned that you like...
What's this guy?
Make...
Vinny.
Vinny. He's like, you make gold out of thin air. And he's like, yeah, I do. I am the Beyond. Let me tell you my story.
Yeah.
So now we get the whole story of what happened with Beyond.
We get this,
the Beyonder.
Like,
it's like a very long... It's like 2 pages long.
Because this is, every fucking issue, he's got to retell the origin of Secret Wars.
Right.
Like the whole Secret Wars story. I'm so like, all right, I get it.
Yeah, he tells the entirety of Secret Wars story, which was like... He was watching humanity, then somebody took some of his power, then he like knew what desire was.
Dr. Doom took his power, blah, blah, blah.
And then he took it back, and the end, now he wants to be on Earth and whatever. And so now he's trying to figure shit out. So that's basically it.
And then he went to eat a hot dog.
Yeah, which he failed at.
Well, somebody told him to get that eating makes you happy. So he walks and he sees a thing.
Hot dog cart.
And he goes, it's like, I require to be satisfied. And the guy's like, help yourself, right? And so the guy gives him a hot dog. And you see somebody order like a hot dog and a cream soda. So he gets the same thing. And instead of just drinking the soda, he just takes a bite of the bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why he looks like he's like, you know?
Yeah.
And everybody gets freaked out, yeah. You know, because he's a Beyonder and he's nothing, you know.
He doesn't get it.
Doesn't hurt him.
So Vinny's like, oh, man, that's great. Well, you sleep here and we'll talk when you wake up. So he goes to sleep. Vinny's like, yeah, this is going to be great. You tell me when he wakes up. So then late, like 7 hours later, he wakes up and he goes out with his buddies to go to... eat, and the Beyonder sees a food cart and he's like, or a hot dog cart, he's like, this is where we can eat. And he's like, nah, we're gonna go somewhere great. So here we go. So
he goes to Abe and Louie's.
So they go to Abe and Louie's and he's like, oh, I will eat now. And he like takes a bite out of a glass because he's like, oh, I can eat all of these things. And the hooker's like, no, buddy. Like,
and he keeps wondering, he's like, why is he eating hurt?
Yeah. And he's like, oh, this takes a lot out of me. She's like, because you're eating the wrong shit. Like, there's only eat the food. Don't eat the utensils. And he's like, oh. So then he starts like fucking just pounding food. Like, yeah. Now that he figures out like what you can eat and what you can't, like
this,
now he's so,
you know,
excited.
This would have been a good tie-in with Sizzler.
This is literally the episode of Futurama where Bender becomes a human.
Yes, yes.
And he... discover and he like eats food and he goes, why didn't anybody tell me the tasty things tasted so good? And then he just cannot stop eating until he dies because he ate himself to death.
He becomes so fat and he's like, woo.
Yeah, because like there's a party after Bender's like given an award for being like the fattest. I don't know what exactly it was. I don't remember exactly what it was for.
The worst human.
And he's like, party. And so like everybody parties and then Bender at the very end, they're like, Bender, you've taught us how to live or whatever. And then Fry's like, he's dead. And they're like, oh, he died like 12 hours ago at the beginning of the party. And they're like, but Bender just said woo. And they're like, no, that was just air escaping the folds in his fat. And then they roll him out. And he goes, woo, woo. That's what the Beyonder's doing. He's just like,
I wish that's how this book ended.
Nom 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 nom.
It doesn't unfortunately become that. But
yeah, unfortunately, the Beyonder does not die of fat, which is too bad.
Does not die of fat,
which is too fucking bad. So after he eats all the food, he goes and he fucks all the women.
Yeah, well, because you know this guy's a pimp, so
this
basically
is ridiculous.
And like, you know, it's funny because his lady friend is her name is Toots.
Yeah, well, she's a hooker, and she's like, I could have done that. He's like, I'm giving him a crash course, and that's why he's got to fuck 9 women. And you're like,
isn't
that a bit much for, like, the first time? Like, isn't that a little overwhelming?
Death by snoo-snoo.
Definitely death by snoo-snoo. So then, after they fuck all the women.
I also like that they, since the 80s, are dressing them up like future MC Hammer.
Well, yeah, they even say, like, we got to get you some new threads. The clothes you were wearing weren't bad. The mod with it looked like Duran Duran or somebody suits you. So they dress him up like Duran Duran.
Yeah, there's just like Simon. Basically, he's like
they're
Simon
like,
Le Bon.
Looks like Simon Le Bon.
Because he's because basically what happened was he needed to look like a man. He needed to look like something. So he decided, because originally, actually, and I'll show you this. This is funny. So he looks like he comes to Earth and he takes on a human form.
Oh, right. And he was like a big monster or something.
Big monster.
Yeah, wasn't in the flashback he was like a weird thing?
No, not quite. Hang on here. Hold that space.
I'm holding it.
Like, there's a... So he comes up as a pastiche.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It was a weird monster.
He's a pastiche of all the characters from the Secret Wars, so he's got like a ponytail.
Like
he's got
Iron Man's face.
And he's got like Cyclops' visor.
Yeah, they're like, you need to look more like a human. So they're like, cool, and then the pimp takes him.
Here's the thing. He takes the form of Steve Rogers.
Oh, okay.
That's why he dresses like, he looks like he's like a blonde, blue-haired guy.
Yeah.
Or blonde-eyed, whatever.
Yeah. So, like, what he starts doing, like, he starts working for this Vinny guy. So he has him, like, shake down other muscle. He has him cure all his horrors of venereal diseases.
Yes. Oh, yeah, that was the thing. So basically he's like, hey, make, you know, we need to, because like, that's the thing. It's like, how does he know? He's from beyond, like, and he's just alert. Here's the thing, he's just learning about humans. How does he know about human physiology?
I don't know.
To the point where he's like, oh, you've got the clap, now you don't.
I don't know. But then they like, so that's
I mean, good for these women.
I mean, yeah, cool. You didn't have to go to the clinic.
He changes his, and he also, he cures his son of dyslexia.
He also gives him the nickname of Frank, because nobody wants to call him the Beyonder. So they call him Frank.
Frank.
He cures all the venereal diseases. He makes more gold. Then he cures Vinny Jr.'s dyslexia. And then Vinny, you know, fuck this guy 900 ways from Sunday, because he's like, man, can you make my wife look like she used to look when we got married? But he's still an old fuck.
Yeah.
She's like now young and hot, and she's married to this like, it's, you know, 62-year-old fuckface who's all old. And it's like, dude, if you're going to make her young, you better make your ass young, too.
He's like, no,
like, that's how this
dick.
Shit works.
Yeah.
Like, instead of, like, appreciating the fact that you've grown old together and, like, you know, neither one of you looks the same as you did when you got married, you get to stay old and she has to stay young. So fuck that noise. And so he's like, oh, man, just stick with me. You're great, Beyonder. And then the Beyonder decides he's going to, like, buy all the electronics.
Yeah, because... So he's got, like...
He loves electronics.
Well, this is weird because he somehow fit a motorcycle in between, like... All these like,
well, I don't
things.
Even know where he is though.
He's just like outside.
That's the thing. Is he like?
Because so he has a boat, and then he has a car, and then he has a computer just set up.
Yeah, well, is he on the street? That's what I don't get.
Yeah, he's at the swap meet.
Okay, he buys all sorts of computers.
He buys a swap meet,
a fan, a motorcycle. I don't know. So they're like, oh well, why don't we go to the track then? So they go to the track and like bet on a pony. And the Beyonder's like, oh, my pony's going to lose. I better make him win. So he does. He's like, no, that's not how this works.
He's like, look, you got to gamble.
You got to gamble. Like, that's the fun of it. Like, the fun is that you don't know.
Gambling is fun.
It's the sport. Let's go to this illegal floating casino and let me show you. So they do.
Wait, illegal floating casino?
Yeah, that's what it says right there.
Oh, like, it's not physically floating.
No, it's a boat.
Oh, that's...
floating casino.
I was like, how do casinos float?
It's a boat. It's an illegal casino.
Boat-sino.
It's a boat-sino. So they, like...
yeah, because there was never riverboat gamblers.
Right. No, never.
I'm an idiot.
How do casinos float?
Casinos, do they float? Let's find out.
This is an in-depth investigation with Sean Merrick.
Has a casino ever floated? So, all this and more on Unsolved Mysteries with Sean Merrick.
Are you going to be the next host of Unsolved Mysteries?
I'm going to walk out of some steam.
That'd be awesome.
Walk out of some steam and be like, do casinos float? Let's find out.
Walks oh my God, that'd be so cool if you were the next host of Unsolved Mysteries and you just like wore a trench coat and just walked around like a big fucking set all day.
Just walking out of steam asking questions like...
Oh my God, do you know how many of those you could film in a day? You could film like 9 seasons worth because it would just be
dude,
like...
Robert Stack had nothing to do. He, was, no, he didn't do anything. He didn't solve any mysteries or anything. He just walked out of the scene and been like, is this man dead? I don't know. Goodbye.
And then at the end, he would just be walking down that same road and he would be like, sometimes the blah, 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 da 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 da. I'm not here on Unsolved Mysteries or whatever he would say. And like, it was just the best thing I've ever seen.
That's good work if you can get it, man.
Right?
I mean, because you had to do the voiceovers and stuff, too, but...
Yeah, but, I mean, like, that would have taken, like, a week to do all that shit. You would have... A week of work, you're paid for an entire season.
And that show was really popular, so he got... And it went to syndication, so he was like, fuck, I'm just gonna go and...
Oh, yeah, he wasn't
do,
getting...
I'll do whatever movies he did. You yeah. know, he did some... did he do Hot Shots?
Maybe.
No, he did Caddyshack, too. That's right, he was in Caddyshack, too.
But, like, not only that, but, like... He's not getting dividend checks for like 17 cents. He's getting like the good shit.
Oh, he's getting, yeah, he's getting paid.
And it was just for a week of work.
I literally just wear a trench coat, wear a suit and a trench coat and walk out of some steam and be like.
He could have filmed all of them in like a day and then he could have done.
He did.
And then he could do the voiceovers for the rest of them in like a week and then he's done. That's it.
Unsolved Mysteries is probably
man,
on for like three or four years.
Oh, it might have, yeah. I feel like it was on forever and I loved it.
He probably filmed all those things in like. A day.
I wish they were on Netflix. I wish Unsolved Mysteries was on Netflix.
We've been talking about a lot of Unsolved Mysteries.
Oh, I know, because I love that fucking show, and I'm sad that it's not on anymore. But yeah, that would be like, that's a dream job. Who wants to hire me to host something? I will totally do it.
If that's all you need me to do, I can do that.
Oh my God, totally. I will show up to your set early. I am the nicest person you've ever met. I will say please and thank you to everybody I meet.
I will shake all the hands of all the staff. I'll meet the gaffers.
Absolutely. Anything you need me to do, and I will happily work.
I'll take them out to dinner. We'll all have some Jersey Mike's.
I will happily give you my all for that whole week that you need me. And then I will come home and just write shit. And it will be the best fucking life. That is literally all I want. That's all I want. I want enough money where I don't have to go to a fucking office every day. I just want to be able to sit and write. That is what I want to do. But I don't have enough money to do that. So hence the office job. Right. But if you want to hire me to host shit.
We'll host shit.
And I won't swear.
We'll host stuff like Unsolved Mysteries.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Like, you could host stuff, but sometimes you got to like kind of work at that stuff. You know, like if you're hosting. Like a... A million, you gotta do it in front of an audience.
Or a voiceover person, I would be so good. I could be like, welcome to Unsolved Mysteries. I could do like something like that. Like, you want me to sound like a flight attendant? I will. Like, the exits are directly over the wing.
Oh, you could do it about planes.
Yeah.
Unsolved planes.
Voiceovers on the Travel Channel.
Where's that one plane we missed?
I'm just talking about what's it called? MH300 or whatever, the one that got totally fucked. The Malaysian Airlines plane. That's it. I will do all the voiceovers for that one.
Unsolved Planes.
Unsolved Planes with Jen Stansfield. I love it.
Anyway, so
we're back. Like, apparently the Beyonder's like really happy that he's got all this money, so he bought himself an apartment and it's just filled with babes.
Filled with babes and cat. Like, it's just funny. There's like random stacks of cash on the table.
And so then he's like, "All right, I'll see you guys later." And then he.
Oh, he's also by the way. He looks like the Beyonder as most people recognize him as because he's got the
black hair,
the black Jerry curl hair.
Yeah.
Like, trying to think. I'm always trying to think what he looks like. I think he's modeled after Joe Piscopo or something.
Maybe, yeah.
You know, and he's just, you know.
So he, like, goes into his car where he has, like, all the electronics and he has, like, a driver. And he's, just, like, eating all the food.
Yeah, why is he? He's got, like, a Cuisinart and a computer.
Yeah.
And he's just, like.
And he's eating a vanilla egg cream and two Klondikes for breakfast. And he's drinking. I guess that's an egg cream. I don't know what an egg cream is, to be honest with you.
You know, I don't know either. I only know if I'm like.
I've heard people talk
about it. There was a video. There was this movie where somebody made an egg cream and they put a worm in it and it was gross.
Ew. No. It's not tequila.
No. No. Like
that has a worm in it.
Like an earthworm.
Ew. No. Gross.
It was a movie about worms.
Oh, okay. All right. That's fine. Was it a horror movie?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. That makes
it was
sense.
A movie Squirm.
Ew. No. So then he's, like, drinking and, like, using his Cuisinart to blend things. He says, do you
I like
need
they spell
more?
Cuisinart like queasy.
Yeah. But they spell it correctly up here. It's spelled differently there.
Well, you can write it and say the word Cuisinart, but you can not actually say it because maybe he thinks he's getting the right kind of brand because he bought everything at a swap meet.
Yeah. So he's got the knockoff. So it says, will you be needing more things to chop up in your Cuisinart, sir. And he says, not yet. I still have some vegetables and some styrofoam left. So apparently...
Wait, is he going to chop up styrofoam?
Apparently, he's just throwing shit in there. He's just like this...
Is he drinking styrofoam smoothies?
Yeah. Because
he's going to die.
Well, you know...
Is that how he dies?
Yeah, probably.
Does he eat the silica packages?
Yes.
In the boxes?
Oh, yeah. So, like, I don't know. He's going around doing stuff. He's, like, moving cocaine with his hands.
Yeah, he does. He has a big coke moving.
He stops by the hooker again, and she's like, oh, my God, it's you, Frank. You're so great. I love you, which, what the fuck? I hate that. I hate that I've met you one time, and I'm in love with you bullshit.
I spent a couple... Because I think they spend, like, a few days with each other.
Yeah, but you're not in love with him. Fuck that. That's stupid. So then, like, we go to...
love can't happen.
Not that way. So then we go to Vinny's estate. And Vinny is like, you know what, Beyonder, you've been great, but you have moved beyond me, which this would never happen in a mob situation.
Yeah,
you're not letting your best guy go. He's like, you've moved beyond me.
And why is he not trying to overtake him? That's what happened to Huntress's father.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Maybe that's what he's worried about. Maybe he's worried about like Vinny Frank overtaking him or whatever. So then the Beyonder's like, okay. So then he like. Decides to go to one of his many houses and he goes to his yacht. And this whole time he's just been like eating and fucking and eating and fucking. And he has just become a big fat blob man. He's not that fat, but he's gotten fat.
Oh, he's fat.
For Beyonder.
No, he's fat.
Yeah, but he's not like.
He's like, woo.
Yeah, he's not Bender woo. Fat. On a scale of Beyonder to Bender.
Beyonder to Bender.
where do you rank on the fatness scale? So she's like, oh, yeah, you got a little tummy because you eat like one of the hookers. And he's like, oh, you do not enjoy this fat. Okay, I will be thin again.
Because you can also read your mind.
He's like, I will be thin again. And so he is. He's just like magically thin.
That's a good way. I
wish that would work for me. Like,
I want to just be like, I don't want to be fat.
I don't want to be fat anymore. Oh, sweet. And I'm not.
I'm in shape.
I am in such shape.
Does he just yell, help?
Yes. Yes, he does. I think that's actually what the next panel says.
I wish he just did that. I wish he went, help!
Yeah. So then he's like, you know what? I need to strike out on my own. So I'm going to go overtake the kingpin and like muscle in on his
territory.
That's
right. Yeah, he just goes to tell the kingpin what's up.
And because he can like.
I wish the kingpin would have killed him, even if he is a Beyonder.
And this is
just
like.
Fuck the Beyonder.
See, I guess, and because I didn't read the other ones, this is the brand new part for me where he was just like, all of a sudden he can control everyone's mind.
Yeah, because he could do anything.
But he wasn't doing it before, but he's doing it now. So he's like, all right, so now I'm muscling in on everybody's territory. The kingpin. Bows to me and he's like, you know, but this is not enough power. I'm gonna be president. So
oh, he
now
wants
he's president.
To be, and then he just tells the army to line up and so they could just
and they're like, okay. Sure.
This happens in a day.
Yeah.
It happens in a day
and
where he just
so he now he rules the whole
is
fucking
this like
world.
When Zod
yeah.
tried to take
yeah,
over.
This is exactly what happened.
Zod.
Zod.
Just
so now he rules everything.
Nobody talks about Beyonder just telling the president to go fuck himself.
Well, yeah, he's just like, you obey me. And they're like, yeah, cool. And now he obeys all of the bacteria, or he controls all the bacteria and the molecules and the plants and the animals and the water and the whatever and the rocks. And he's like, yeah, everything, me, except for one person. And that's Molecule Man.
Yes.
Apparently he's the second most powerful person on Earth.
Because he basically, during Secret Wars, Molecule Man, you know, had this, you know, has the power to control molecules, but he kind of was, like, not as good at it as he could have been, and Beyonder kind of helped him realize the full potential of his power during the event, and basically, you know, he's like, you know, he kind of made him strong. Mm-hmm. So that, you know, at this point.
But apparently he did not make him smart.
Although I do like that he's sitting here with Volcana.
Yep.
And she's kind of like, I feel weird. Like, all my molecules are being controlled by somebody
else.
Yeah,
she's like, I feel. And he looks at her and he's like, oh my God, your molecules are being controlled. Oh my God, the molecules in the popcorn are being controlled by somebody else. I'll fix it. So
oh,
he
not
does,
the popcorn.
Right. And so he does. And he's like the only other person who could do.
Wait, so is he just like kind of like controlling like things?
He's controlling everything. Like literally every molecule except for Molecule Man's. And he says, it must be the Beyonder's doing, only he could do this. I wonder why. And he's like, oh, well, he's just messing around. No big deal. Literally, he says he's going through a phase. I'll just liberate your molecules from his control, and we'll just sit here and continue to watch F Troop. Like, you've noticed that every molecule around you is being controlled by somebody else, and you're just like, meh.
Yeah, you know what? I feel like I'm being possessed. I feel like I'm under the control of a other world being. You know what? Family Ties is on.
Yeah, man, it doesn't matter. Fuck it. We all want to know what happens in this episode of MASH.
Well, MASH is already over.
Well, it's been in reruns ever since.
Oh, okay, that's right. It's like, the reruns of MASH are on. You know what? I like Pat Sajak. This is a good show. My molecules, by the way. I wonder if his molecules are being controlled by somebody else.
How could you just sit there and go, I should, like, I'm not even going to worry about this. I'm just going to just like, I know there's a super powerful being wandering around this planet who can control literally everything.
So thirsty. Meh, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do? I guess it's fine. I'm just going to ignore it. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? This guy's an idiot.
Well, if you have that kind of power, because I mean, normally.
Yeah, but he notices something really fucked up is going on and he's just like, meh.
How come nobody else is freaking out? How come nobody else is just kind of walking?
Everybody else is under control.
Everybody? Even I was?
Apparently.
You and I were alive then.
Then we were under control of Beyonder. Who has the weirdest face in this picture, by the way?
He's very happy. He's controlling Ronald Reagan here.
This face on the Beyonder is like the first headshot an actor takes. So he's like,
I gotta drop this off at Central Casting.
Yeah. And he's like, you know what? I'm actually not really happy.
Yeah, he's not that
about
happy.
The fact that everybody is bowing to me.
And there is a photo of literally everybody bowing to him.
Yeah, just like all sorts of people bowing to him.
I like
Thor.
I like that.
Submariner.
I like Dr. Octopus is kind of bowing to him. He's just like,
well, I think it's just because he has too many arms.
His tentacles are bowing and he's just kind of putting his hands out.
Well, yeah, because he can't actually bend down because his tentacles are like on the ground.
And then like.
Everybody. There's Wolverine.
Yeah, Wolverine. Wolverine's bowing.
Yeah, everybody. So everybody's bowing, and then he goes to talk to.
So there's a
Circuit Breaker.
So okay, so here's a deal. There's literally this girl called Circuit Breaker,
right?
Who is only in this because they wanted to have her the rights to her,
okay?
Because she was a part of the Transformers universe.
Okay.
And they're planning on trying to incorporate more Transformers shit into the, because, you know, at this time, Marvel published a Transformers comic, and she's from the Transformers universe, which I vaguely remember her as a character from, like, because I used to read a few of those Transformers books back in the 80s. I kind of want to find, it's kind of like the G.I. Joe, you know, it's just, it's like they would, you know, have it in that same Earth, but then they would try to kind of build it in, and then after they did. And they were supposed to do it, and they just didn't. But they wanted to make sure they had this random character in there. Because it's kind of like Death's Head had to have. It kind of was kind of like that, too.
Right.
Where he was introduced in, like, the Transformers UK, which was, like, you know, like a different series. And they had a, get him in like an American book so they can claim, you know, or some sort of Marvel universe.
Right.
So they can claim rights to him. And that's what this chick here. And she's basically, okay. He shows up and she's like, because he's been observing her.
Yes. And he wants to talk to her. And she's giving him the same, like, oh, you are my lord or blah, 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 blah.
But she hates robots.
And he's like, no, I just want to talk about this. And apparently he does hate robots, or she hates robots because she was crippled by one, but she has to be like part robot in order to walk.
Yeah.
And then that like makes him think or something. I don't know. So then he goes back to his bevy of babes and he's like, why am I still not happy? You know, I've got everything I want. Why am I not happy? And so he like disappears and he goes to talk to Vinny and he's like, Vinny, why am I not happy? And he's like, I don't know. He's like, you have everything you want. You're still not happy. Nobody knows why that is. You're not. And so then he goes to talk to the hooker, but she's no longer a hooker. She's now a waitress.
And
she's like, oh, Beyonder, I will, you know, I swear my fealty. And he's like, you know what? I'm going to release you from this because I want somebody to give me a straight answer. So he releases her and she's like, oh, my God. No, I've turned my life around because of you. Nobody ever treated me like a person except for you. And you know, I'm going to be a great person because, you know, I'm on the right track now and I love you, of course.
She's selling jewelry now.
Pretty much. And so she kisses.
She's got her life on track.
Put a bird on it. And so she kisses him and she's like, but we can't be together and that's okay because I'm going to go do this. And he's like, oh, you know what? That's right. For some reason, this makes him realize that gratitude from another human is more important than like controlling everybody.
Yeah.
So he lets everybody go.
Yeah.
And then he just decides that he's going to go talk to the Avengers.
Yeah, he goes to the Avengers mansion, and then they're not there. They have little headshots on the wall. It's kind of nice.
Oh, I know. And by the way, they are not lined up properly.
Oh, no, it's awful.
At all. That is a disaster. I don't know who the fuck hung all those, but they were very incorrect.
Well, they have like giant. Okay, so they have like a bunch of random pictures, and then they have
like a huge Captain America, like itty bitty tiny pictures of everybody else.
And then they have like a big picture of Beast, like at the bottom.
Yeah, no. And then, none of that is correct.
And then they have like a four picture of like Wonder Man. And Thor and Quicksilver and Yellow Jacket. I have two pictures of Beast, I think. I don't know why he gets two pictures. Yeah, it's not done very well. Jarvis could do a better job.
It's bad.
And basically, you know, they talk about him and Jarvis talk about gratitude, and he's like, so it's funny because So basically, he's like, we're the Avengers. And you're like, well, they're in the Skrull Galaxy, like, taking care of some shit.
Yeah.
Because there's like a Skrull Shi'ar or Skrull Kree thing going on.
Yeah.
And then he just goes, oh, I'll go find them. Right. And then he goes, and so we don't see this because there's a bunch of crossovers and shit.
You definitely
You know,
read
but
the other
bunch
book.
Of extra crossover books. And he just goes and he's like, he comes back. He's like, oh, hope I didn't make that worse.
Yeah, he's like, that didn't go well. Oh, well.
Oh, well, I just ruined a galaxy.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
You know how that is.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so he gets sad, but he's like, you know what? I'm going to do some sort of, what does he want to do? He talks about gambling.
I don't know, actually.
And he's like, and then he needs, like, Matt Murdock to help him do some lawyer stuff. And that's it.
Oh, yeah. He's like, I'm going to talk to Matt Murdock.
I need legal advice because I'm the Beyonder. And even though I could just literally do whatever I want, I need to actually be human and get paid for legal services.
Yeah.
With a brick.
Yeah.
And that's it. And that's how the book ends.
Yep. That's
guys,
it.
This was for kids.
I know.
How do I was like, look, if you're a kid and you're like, man, Secret Wars was great because they were all on this planet and. You know, yeah, there was that weird stuff with Colossus and Human Torch wanted to have, you know, wanted to hook up with that girl, you know, and stuff, and you know, whatever. But you know, this is different. You know, this is, you know, Beyonder's on Earth and he's trying to figure it out. But it's like this goes on, like this kind of bullshit goes on for like three or four issues.
Yeah.
Of this, but until we actually get to like some
the
real conflict,
story. Yeah.
You know, some real conflict stuff, and like the next issue is just him. he decides that love is the deal. He's like, oh, you know what? Love. Love needs to be, love, real love is what I want. You know, and he starts singing Real Love by Mary J. Blige. And he goes, and he just looks into the cosmos and he goes, oh, I know Dazzler. You know what? Me and Dazzler are going to date. And so he just.
Okay.
That's what he. And then literally he just finds her and he's just like. Because Dazzler's in the middle of like doing like stuff, like a mission. And he just shows up and he's like, I'm going to take you on a bunch of dates. And he just goes to France and he goes to Italy and he goes to a mountain, you know, and there's like things where everybody appears to look like him, you know, and she's like, stop it.
Yeah.
Like stop it. You can't just
this is fucking weird.
He's like, I don't.
Stop being a creep.
Yeah. So he'd be a creep.
Yeah. Stop being a fucking creep.
Yeah. And that's, yeah, but that's it for Secret Wars 2, number 2. No, number 3.
Yeah.
Secret Wars 2, number 3 from September 1985. I can't already describe the next issue to you, but would you want to read the next issue?
I don't know.
It's kind of weird.
It's really weird.
It's a weird book.
It's a real weird book.
I don't even know why they're doing this, too.
It's strange. I mean, you know, it's the 80s. I appreciate curing all ladies of venereal diseases. I mean, you know, good for you. But what the hell is going on in this book?
I don't know.
And, like, I can't... But I think that's what you said is the problem for me. Is you're like, it takes several more issues for us to get to any sort of conflict.
Yeah, because he's doing
this
all...
this is just the Beyonder being like, what is Earth? What are people? Blah, 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 blah,
like,
blah.
Because, like, for, like, the first, like, two issues, like, he's going around showing up and like, where our, like, Spider-Man is. Like, he just... There's actually a great... Actually, it's really funny because he just shows up because he knows about Peter Parker.
Yeah.
And he just appears... Peter Parker's about to get in an elevator... And he just appears in the elevator and he goes, Peter Parker, what is eating?
Yeah.
And then, like, he just kind of hunts him.
Yeah.
And Peter Parker's like, get away from me. And then he takes Peter Parker takes him home and then he teaches the Beyonder how to take a shit.
Oh, God.
Well, he doesn't show him how. Like, he goes.
He shows him what a toilet is.
Well, he does. He does. He literally goes. So Beyonder kind of goes, I have pressure in my abdomen. And he's like, ah, that must mean you have to go to the bathroom. And he's like, bathroom? And he's like, here's a toilet. Mm-hmm. And then he goes in, and he comes out, and he goes, act has been consummated. And that happens in a book in 1985 that kids were supposed to read.
Yeah.
The kids were like, you know, because it was a potty book.
Apparently.
My first dump with comic books.
This is Everybody Poops, just with the Beyonder.
Everybody Poops with the Beyonder.
Yeah.
That's a good book.
That's all
yeah,
it was.
Yeah, there's some weird stuff. There's a... It's actually really, I mean, it's it sucks because it's real, but it's also like so overly done. It humors me. Where so in the I think it's the second issue. There's this the hate monger who is like a construct of the Psycho Man is causing a riot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, make everybody hate each other and stuff, and do you know, riots and stuff. And the Fantastic Four they're trying to figure it out, and Beyonder just randomly shows up and he's dressed in like that white suit, like his white leotard that he first shows up in, and some guy just looks at him and he goes, hey, you dress funny and I don't like people that are gonna dress funny, so I'm gonna beat you up. Like, that's what he literally says.
Okay.
And I'm like, this feels like Trump's America.
Oh no, is this the future book?
Is a future book. He's good. He's actually, this whole thing has been going, this is Trump is just trying to recreate Secret Wars 2.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah. But him is a Beyonder.
Oh, no. So what are things?
What are things?
What are money? Da, 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 da.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn my building into gold. Ha ha.
That's pretty much what happens. So I just saw this thing online where 50 Cent. The rapper, 50 Cent.
Oh, is he alive?
He's alive.
Okay.
And his ex-lady, Daphne Joy, I guess. They have a kid together.
Oh, yeah.
And it was his kid's fourth birthday, and he wanted a Teen Titans birthday.
Oh, man.
So they agreed to cosplay, and 50 Cent was Cyborg.
That's awesome.
Which is really fucking great. So, yeah. That's pretty fucking fun.
Oh, and his wife is...
Daphne Joy. She's Starfire.
Starfire.
Yeah. And then I don't know who Robin is and stuff.
That's amazing.
Isn't that fun?
That is so cool.
That's so fun.
I want to hang out with 50 Cent now and talk comics.
And look, like,
do you think he's a comic book guy?
Man, I don't know, but his son seems to really like Teen Titans, and he even has this like white jacket that has like there's Beast Boy on it, and then on this side Raven.
You see his jacket.
And it has like the little face.
Oh, that's a dope jacket.
It's really fucking cool. Like, I'm like, I'd wear that jacket.
I want to cosplay as 50 Cent as Cyborg.
Yeah, no, that's pretty fun. So yeah,
it's just Cyborg because it's kind of got like blue on it. Which is kind of, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a cartoon.
Yeah, oh yeah. You know, of it. He did. It's the cartoon version, but it's pretty great. Like, that's fun. That's a fun way to have a birthday.
Goddamn right it is.
I want a cosplay birthday.
I didn't have a cosplay birthday.
I didn't either.
I didn't have anything. I had a bowling birthday, I think. Wait, did I have a bowling birthday? I had a putt-putt birthday.
Yeah, I didn't even have that.
My brother got a cake with Hulk Hogan on it.
Yeah.
It said, happy birthday, Blue Eyes.
I will have to. I'm sure my parents have.
He said, just said too much pork.
Oh, maybe that's the birthday cake you should get for him now. Instead of happy birthday, it just is too much pork.
Can you give me that cake? I don't eat that. If somebody, you know what? If I was surprised with a pancake of like a classic picture of Hulk Hogan and said, oh no, too much pork, that would be the best cake. I would eat my hero cake. I would eat my hero cake while the horse is drowned.
Could you hear them screaming?
I could hear them screaming while I ate my hero cake. Actual line in a blockbuster movie from 2016.
My sister just saw Batman v Superman, and she spent the entire movie texting me, being like, what the fuck is happening? And I'm like, don't ask, just go with it, it's fine.
No, it's not. It's not fine.
She's like, that was terrible. I was like, correct. You are correct. This
is nothing is fine
movie.
Anymore. It's been ruined.
I'm going to eat my hero cake.
The horse is drowned. I eat my hero cake.
Oh, God.
And he's like, did you have any flowers with it? Because I eat those too.
Yeah, it's the only movie of 2016 to have a jar of piss as a plot point.
I don't know. It's the only movie in a long time, I think, that I can't recall another movie where a jar of actual urine.
Yeah.
Human urine.
Instead of just pissing all over a movie like they did with The Killing Joke. This was a jar of actual urine.
It was a metaphorical urine.
That was metaphorical that ended up becoming, jar of urine.
But it was actual urine.
This was actual. Yeah.
Or do you think maybe, I mean, look, do you think maybe he might have just did some iced tea?
And just a little bit of piss?
A little bit of piss, a half piss. It was like an Arnold Palmer, but with half piss,
yeah,
half lemonade.
It was a half apple juice, and then he just topped it off.
Is that like a Trailer Park Arnold Palmer?
Yes, it is. Yes, that's the fuck you Arnold. It's the fuck you Palmer.
Fuck you Paul. It's the Laura Palmer.
Yeah.
It's the Ray Palmer.
Yeah, it's the Ray Palmer.
It's the Ray Palmer. Can I get a Ray Palmer? No, you can't get a Ray Palmer. Oh, fuck. Anyways. That's it for this week's show. Thanks for listening. Hope you stick with us for all the swearing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just kind of felt like I was thinking about all the swearing we do on the show, and then somebody before was like, oh, you swear a lot. And I'm like,
we do.
You know, we have something that this is my place to cut loose, you know?
Yeah.
It's the podcast. It's the internet. You can take it or leave it. And if you do take it, we thank you.
Yeah.
Please support us on iTunes. You can rate and subscribe on there. Please leave us a 5-star review if you think we deserve it, if you enjoy the show. And also please support SideshowNetwork.tv for all of our fine podcasts here. You can find me on Twitter at AngryHeroSean, as well as my Instagram is at AngryHeroSean. My Tumblr, theangryhero.tumblr.com. And Jen, where can people find you?
I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram, jenstansfield.tumblr.com, and jenstansfield.wordpress.com.
All right, folks. Thanks for listening, and we will see you again next week.